Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, this is Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsen, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharpley. Plump, red, ripe tomatoes, gently cooked to a satin-smooth puree, expertly seasoned, and then blended with golden table butter. Mmm, good. That's Campbell's Tomato Soup, a dish to have mighty often these winter days. You might fix the soup with milk added as an extra delicious and extra nourishing cream of tomato. It'll make a fine lunch to see you through a busy afternoon. You better put Campbell's Tomato Soup on tomorrow's market list. Folks, there's an old superstition that if you sing in the morning, you'll cry before night. We don't know how true that is, but it could be. And here walking along the street singing, we find Jack Carson.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. I tell you, you can't beat California for weather. Good old California. Every morning you get up and there's that sun shining in the sky. I know what's up there. The fog report said so. That fog certainly makes it tough on those skywriters. After they spell out Pepsi-Cola, they have to go back and feel the letters to see if they're there. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Oh, here's Miss Ryan's knick-knack nook. I hope she's in. Anybody here?
Oh, hello there, Mr. Carson.
Good morning, Miss Ryan. Gee, it's a glorious day outside. It really peps you up. And, how are you feeling?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as can be expected.
Oh, as bad as that, eh? Well, I just came in to see...
Yes, it's this aching I have all the time.
Oh.
Remember I told you about my throbbing pains, shooting pains, and jabbing pains?
Yes, yes.
Well, I've got a new one now. It gallops.
It gallops?
Yes, and it jumps, too.
Oh.
It starts up in my head, and it gallops across my shoulders, into my neck, and then it jumps right down into my legs.
From your necks to your legs, yes. Well,
And that's quite a jump. Clear over my girdle.
Sounds like a turtleneck girdle to me, but can't your doctor do anything about this galloping pain?
He hasn't cured it, but he slowed it down to a trot.
That's good. Maybe by next week he'll have it saddled and in the corral. But, Miss Ryan, maybe you think about yourself too much. Perhaps if you weren't all by yourself, but... What I mean is, couldn't you find a romantic interest?
Oh, I'd just love to have a romance, Mr. Carson. But it seems so difficult for me to find the right man.
Well, just what sort of a man are you after?
Oh, I'm not too fussy. He doesn't have to be handsome, he doesn't have to be brilliant, and he doesn't have to be rich. All he has to be is breathing.
Well, that shouldn't be so hard to find, if you don't count Sinatra.
Yes, it is. The last steady man I had was years ago. His name was Elmer. He was so wonderful. But our romance ended when he went overseas with the army and he got married over there.
Oh, to one of those French girls, huh?
No, Cuban.
Okay. Cuban?
This was the Spanish-American War. But you're right, Mr. Carson. I would be better off if I could meet somebody. And I thought maybe you could help me out on that.
Me?
Yes. You must know a lot of men, brilliant ones, too, like you are.
Miss Ryan, I don't recall... Do you really think I'm... Brilliant?
Oh, yes, and men respect your opinion, too. I'll bet if you said the word, you could get me a date in no time. Maybe even for tonight.
Well, I...
Fine, I'll go upstairs and start getting dressed.
Wait a minute, Miss Ryan. I didn't say for sure that I could get you a date. Of course, I may be able to get one fellow I have in mind, but how do you know you'd like him?
Oh, I know I will.
Well, how do you know?
At my age, you don't waste any time deciding. You go right ahead and get him, Mr. Carson. Why don't you have him come to your house at 8 o'clock tonight, and I'll meet him over there.
Well, I haven't asked him yet, but I'll do my best.
Good. Oh, tell me, is this man over 50?
Why do you ask?
I wanted to know if I should bring along 2 heating pads.
Well, that won't be necessary, no. I'll do my very best, Miss Ryan. See you later. Gee, I got trapped right into that. Oh, well. Treacher hasn't got anything to do tonight anyway. They're both about the same age, and I... Treacher, for the 10th time, I'm telling you, Miss Ryan is a wonderful woman.
I know all that, sir, and I repeat, I do not wish to have a date with her.
But...
I never told you this before, sir, but I took her out one night several months ago, and it was most disappointing.
Why? What happened?
But I took Miss Ryan to the love seats at the Paramount, but all evening she kept fidgeting about so.
Well, you dog, she probably was fidgeting because she was excited at being with you.
That's what I thought too, sir. But later on, I found it was because her mustard faster had come unstuck. And all during the theater program, she kept talking about her ailments.
Yes, yes, she does talk a lot about them.
Yes, sir, but during the newsreel, a very interesting fact came to light.
Hmm?
She discovered that her sacroiliac and the Liberty Bell got cracked on the same day.
Preacher, you've got to help me out. In a rash moment, I promised Miss Ryan I'd get her a date.
Mr. Carson, and... I've had enough troubles in this house today without this additional worry.
What troubles?
Master Tugwell, sir.
What about him?
Since you gave him that book on elocution and dramatic acting, I've been going out of my mind. He's been emoting all over the house.
Well, I gave him that book because he's so set on becoming an actor. And it's natural, too. After all, he is living in the same house with one of Hollywood's leading stars. What do you mean, yes? He's coming along fine. Tugwell does everything just the way I do it. How is his acting?
Hammy.
Oh, he's probably been seeing Dennis Morgan in too many pictures.
His speech mannerisms are becoming a bit annoying, sir. He exaggerates every word.
Oh, it can't be as bad as you say, preacher. Now, getting back to a date for Miss Ryan. If you won't take her, I've got to find someone else for her. Now, there must be someone we can... Oh, hello, Tugwell. Preacher, there must be someone we can...
Pray do not let me disturb you, Uncle Jack. I am on my way to take my lesson in elocution and pronunciation.
Elocution and pronunciation?
Precisely.
Tugwell, are you talking or eating a banana?
See what I mean, Mr. Carson?
Well, gee, Uncle Jack, I'm only doing what the teacher told me. She says we have to talk clearly all the time, just as if we were making a record.
Well, you are not making a record. You sound like somebody put the fire out under Gabriel Heater. Yes.
Okay, you can scoff at me if you want to, but I'm going to be a great actor someday.
Yeah. But look, Tugwell, on your way back from the elocution lesson, preacher wants you to stop and get some groceries.
Groceries? I mean, groceries? I can't carry groceries today. I am wearing my new blue suit.
Your new blue suit?
Yes.
Well, go to the grocery anyway and bring home some tuna fish, some egg noodles, and a box of dews.
Dews?
Yeah, you know, dews everything.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and make fun of me. But you wait and see. Someday I'll be the Sarah Bernhardt of the American stage.
Well, I'm glad he's gone. That's enough to drive you nuts. Well, I've still got Miss Ryan's date to worry about. Let's see now. I must know someone. Hey, how about the mailman? He's around 48. I wonder if he's doing anything tonight.
Oh, not the poor mailman, sir. He carries a big, heavy bag around all day. You couldn't...
Preacher!
You might call the Veterans Bureau, sir. Some of these soldiers are brave enough to do anything.
Well, if everything else fails, it's possible that... come in.
Oh, it's little Norma Jean from next door.
Hello, honey. How are you?
Fine. I know you're busy, Mr. Carson, but I just learned a new song in school, and I want you to hear it.
Well, I have a problem on my mind, Norma Jean. Say, by the way, you don't happen to know a nice single man who is somewhere near Miss Ryan's age, do you?
Well, my history teacher isn't married, but he's not as old as Miss Ryan.
Who is?
Where does this history teacher live, honey?
In Glendale.
Glendale? Yeah, I couldn't ask him to come in from way out there. He'd have to go all that trouble of getting a passport and everything. And then when he crossed the state line, there's that examination for Japanese beetles. No, I guess we can forget about him.
I think you're too busy to hear my song now, Mr. Carson.
Well, it is.
The song is in French anyway, and you probably wouldn't understand it.
Who? Who wouldn't understand it? Huh. Norma Jean, I speak the French language fluently. Comment allez-vous? Bonsoir, mesdames. Si, si, senor. The gates.
Gee, I didn't know you understood French, Mr. Carson.
Oh, sure.
You must be the smartest man in the whole world.
You really think I'm smart, honey?
Oh, yes.
She's so young.
Never mind. Let's hear the song, honey.
All right. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous. Sonne la mattina, ding dong ding, ding dong ding.
Oh, that was cute, honey. You know, I know that song. We used to sing it in school, too.
Oh, I'm glad of that. Now you can explain to me what the French words mean.
What the French words mean? Yes, of course. Let's start at the top. See, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous. Yeah, well, those are just sort of silly words. They don't mean anything.
They don't?
No, not to him.
Quiet. Now, the next words are sonne la mattina, sonne la mattina. That means, sonne, that means, it's like sunny, see? And mattina, that's the man's name. See? Sonny mattina, sonny tots. Honey, what is the next French phrase?
Ding dong ding.
Well, he's got a fighting chance on this one.
Ding dong ding is just a bell, honey. And so you see, the whole thing is nothing but a song about a French good humor man. Let's all sing it, shall we? Come on, Tricia, you know this. Join in.
Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonne la mattina, sonne la mattina, ding dong ding, sonne la mattina, sonne la mattina, sonne la mattina, ding dong ding, ding dong ding, ding dong ding.
That's jolly good, sir. I'll get it, sir.
Hiya, folks.
Well, Del Sharbot.
Yes, I was just going by, and I heard you all singing that old French song.
Yeah? Cute, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Jack. I came on in because by a strange coincidence, I've just written a song like that for American school children.
I do hope you didn't leave at home, said Tom Rover, speaking up like the fun-loving boy that he was.
No, I didn't, Jack. I've got the song right here in my pocket.
Oh, how bully. How perfectly bully.
Well, I know you'll like this, Jack. And you'll like it even more when you learn what it's about.
What is it about, Del?
It's about Campbell's tomato soup.
Oh, double bully and ginger peachy, too.
Well, you see, that's the soup most folks like best. Just about everybody delights in its delicious taste. The matchless flavor of the summer's finest tomatoes blended with golden table butter and a touch of seasoning.
Yes, Del, but how does that song go that you were talking about?
Oh, it's to the tune of Three Blind Mice, and it goes like this. Good. Good. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. If you want a wonderful plate of soup, then heat up some Campbell's tomato soup, and you'll say that Campbell's tomato soup is good.
Well, that's pretty good, Del. Why don't we all try it?
All right, you go for it.
Good. Good. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree.
If you want a wonderful plate of soup, then heat up some Campbell's tomato soup, and you'll see that Campbell's tomato soup is good.
Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. If you want a wonderful plate of soup, then heat up some Campbell's tomato soup, and you'll say that Campbell's tomato soup is good.
Good!
Randy Martin, featuring Clyde Rogers and the Martin Men, presenting When Am I Gonna Kiss You Good Morning. When am I gonna kiss you good morning, just like I kiss you good night? How can it be a beautiful morning if you are not in my sight? I'm not the kind who goes for all those hit and run kisses. I won't be satisfied until we're Mr. and Mrs. When am I gonna kiss you good morning, just like I kiss you goodnight.
When will I put the ring on your finger? When will we do it upright?
We hide away in some cafe, the candlelight's bewitching. I'd rather have those ham and eggs in our little kitchen.
When am I gonna kiss you good morning, just like I kiss you goodnight?
Hey, preacher, Miss Ryan just called. She said she went out and bought a new dress so she'd look nice for the night. And I've got to get somebody for her now. I may have to call the mailman after all. I've got his number in my room someplace. Come on, preacher, we'll go look for it.
Well, Uncle Jack, I'm back from my elocution lesson, and I put the groceries in the kitchen.
Fine, fine, Tugwell.
Hey, remember that diction exercise the teacher gave me last time? How now, brown cow?
Brown cow? Well, you're supposed to say it, not homogenize it.
Well, I got new exercise to practice this week. Listen to this. I am a big black wolf baying at the moon.
You are, eh? Well, stay here in the library and bark at the light bulb. Later on, I'll help you with the lesson, Thugwell, but right now I'm busy.
Okay.
Come on, Treacher. We'll look for the mailman's number.
Very good, sir.
I am a big black wolf baying at... Hello.
Hello. 22 North Hollywood Lane.
Yeah?
This is the Sunnydale Rest Home. I'm calling all the houses in your neighborhood. One of our eccentric patients has wandered off.
A patient?
Oh, don't be alarmed. He's perfectly harmless. He poses as a professor and wears a cape and a tall silk hat. If you see him, call us at once and we'll take him back into custody.
Okay. Goodbye. Gee, I bet they have a hard time finding that guy, too. In Hollywood, you can't tell the screwballs from the other people. Now, let me see now. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I am a big black wolf baying at the moon.
Well, the mailman picked a fine evening to go to the movies. I've done my best. Gee, that must be Miss Ryan now. I don't know what to tell her.
How do you do?
Well, hello. How are you?
Forgive this intrusion, sir, but may I inquire if you occasionally feel the desire for a truly better and superior razor blade?
Oh? Are they blue blades?
No, but they'll turn blue if you put them into the deep freeze.
Oh, I never thought of that. Excuse me for being surprised, but I never met a razor blade salesman before in a cape and a tall silk hat.
Well, I'm really a college professor. I'm just doing this to meet people.
Oh.
You see, I'm writing a book about human behavior.
Oh, professor. Well, that explains everything. By the way, do you happen to be married?
No. This lump on my head came from a revolving door.
Come in. Come in, professor. You don't know how glad I am to see you. Here, let me take your silk hat and your cape.
Thank you.
Say, professor, do you always go around in your bare feet?
Oh, no. Just when I have my shoes and stockings off. You'll pardon this little eccentricity, but at the end of the day, I'm tired, and I like to relax.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. My name is Carson, Professor, and yours is...
Higby.
Higby, yes.
Would you mind looking in my pocket for one of my calling cards? I'd look for it myself, but I have such short eyeballs.
You have short eyeballs?
Yes, a regrettable astigmatic condition I've had since my youth.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I'll make yourself comfortable, Professor. You said you were a bachelor, didn't you? Yes, yes. Well, tell me, what is your opinion of women?
Women? Women?
Yeah, women, you know. They're like men, only softer.
Oh, to be sure. I'm very fond of women. In fact, I've often thought of marrying one. Do you recommend it?
Well, it's the best way, yes. Now, I happen to know a woman who is just your type. You two ought to get together.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not rich enough to be a proper husband. I couldn't buy a woman rubies and diamonds and pretty clothes.
Oh, well, this woman doesn't want all of those things. All she wants is somebody with some scotch tape to stick down her mustard plaster. And she's very literary, too, Professor. I'm sure that you two could... Oh, this is probably she now.
Well, here I am, Mr. Carson.
Well, hello, Miss Ryan. We were just talking about you. I'd like to have you meet Professor Higby.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Oh, goodness, a professor.
Yes, well, he's a little peculiar, but don't let that bother you.
Don't move, madam. Stay just as you are.
Just as I am?
Yes. Standing there in that dim light, you're beautiful. In that dim light, you're absolutely gorgeous.
You should see me with a fuse blown out.
I knew you two would get along splendidly.
Yes, he is handsome, Mr. Carson, and just about my age, too. 33.
Yeah.
Just about how old are you, Professor?
45. I would have been 46, but that's my father's age.
Your father's 46 and you're 45? How could that possibly happen?
I studied nights.
Oh, well, maybe you and Miss Ryan would like a little refreshment, huh? Oh, Treacher?
Yes, sir? Did you call me?
Yes, some Cokes, please.
He's an Englishman, isn't he?
That's right, sir.
You know you bear a strong resemblance to the Duke of Wellington?
I do.
Yes. You see, my family was related to the Wellingtons, and if my great-aunt had married as my family wished, I would now be the fourth Duke of Wellington.
Well, think of that.
My goodness, royalty. I've always dreamed of being a princess.
Well, madam, you are a princess. What a picture you make. Your eyes like limpid stars. Your lips so moist and shiny, like a 2-cent stamp that's just been licked. And what lovely ears you have, like the ears of a fawn.
Oh, wasn't that poetic, Mr. Carson? He said I had ears like a fawn.
Yes. Well, I've always said you could pass for an old yearling. Professor, I'm sure that you two have a lot in common. Miss Ryan, why don't you sit down with the professor?
All right. Oh, Mr. Carson, I can't thank you enough for introducing me to him. He's so handsome. Every time I look at him, I get a funny tingling sensation down my spine. Do you think it's love?
I don't know. Have you checked your mustard plasters lately? Now, you two get together, and I'll... come in.
Well, there you are, Professor. I thought I'd never find you this time.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Oh, I'm a doctor from the Sunnydale Rest Home, and the professor here is one of our patients. He got loose again, naughty boy.
You mean he's not a professor?
Brother, he's as nutty as a chocolate bar. Come on home, Professor. We're having Jell-O tonight.
May I have whipped cream on it?
Why, surely.
May I be governor of Georgia?
Why not? Everybody else is.
Professor, good night, folks.
Now, what do you think of that? I get you a boyfriend. He turns out to be squirrely. Gee, Miss Ryan, I had no idea that he was...
Oh, pardon me, mister. May I use your phone? I forgot. I've got to report back to the sanitarium.
Oh, yes, yes, certainly, doctor. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Operator, get me Granite 942J. You know, the professor... hello? Let me speak to Dr. Soames, please. Yes. Hello, Richard. This is Al calling. Yes, I got the professor all right. He's outside in the wagon. Wait, I'll ask them. Madam, was the professor bothering you?
Oh, no. I thought he was very brilliant.
You did?
Yes. Doctor, do you think I have ears like a fawn?
Ears like a fawn? Madam, are you sure you're all right?
Of course she is.
Oh, yes, sir, I can vouch for her.
Who are you?
My name is Treacher, sir. Some people think I resemble the Duke of Wellington.
Well, well, and I thought you were the Duke of Wellington.
Oh, no, sir. He just left a moment ago.
Don't say. Hold the wire, Richard. This is getting very interesting.
Look, doctor, I can explain everything. You see, these two people are perfectly all right. As a matter of fact, I might say that they're just as intelligent as I am.
Well, you don't look too bright to me.
Now, listen to me, doctor.
Uncle Jack, I have completed my elocution lesson.
Tugwell, please, not now.
Wait a minute. Who is this character?
I am a big black wolf, beige as the moon.
Hello? Hello, Richard? Open the door, Richard. I'm coming in with a load.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. Say, if I could ask each one of you to vote on the things you like best to eat, one winner might well be Campbell's Tomato Soup. For this is the soup most folks like best, youngsters and oldsters, men folks and the ladies too. But it's pretty easy to see why Campbell's Tomato Soup is the favorite. It's made from the world's finest tomatoes, blended with golden table butter and a touch of fine seasoning to make a puree that's deep flavored and velvet smooth. Mmm, good. Well, now, why not make Campbell's Tomato Soup a feature of lunch and supper plans at your house this week?
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Well, folks, this is Jack Carson again. I see by my venerous watch it's time to go, so join us next Wednesday at this same time, will you? Until then, good luck and good night.
Franco-American spaghetti. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American. Back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back. America's favorite. The spaghetti with the extra good sauce. Ready cooked to give grand good eating but quick. Get Franco-American spaghetti tomorrow.
F-A. Franco-American,
back at your grocer's again. Tune in to the Jack Carson Show next Wednesday. And now stay tuned for Dr. Christian, which follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.